I ask an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I've been meditating and studying and asking the Lord what message He wanted for this service this Sunday. Because it's not just about getting something, you know, good from the Scripture. I had actually something else that I was studying and making some notes on and thought that was the direction the Lord was going. And the Lord came along and let me know He had something else, and He gave me this message to preach this morning here. And also is our prayer that my voice would hold up. We've been in quite a few meetings lately, and I'm actually starting to have some issues with my voice. I'd like to speak to you this morning, by the help of the Lord, about the subject of follow through. And when the Lord gave it to me, I really said, Lord, I don't know why You gave this message, but that's really not for me to know. But I don't believe the Lord sends things to us that we don't need. So I trust that this is for someone here today or someone that is listening in, that this message will be a help and encouragement to you. Now, follow through, I wanted to be sure that I wrote that right. So I looked it up. Is follow through a hyphenated word or not? I don't know if you all think about things like that. But when the Lord very clearly gave me follow through. So I looked it up, and you can do it both ways. When you put a hyphen in it, and this has to do with the message, so I'm not just wasting time here now. When you put a hyphen in it, it's a noun. When you don't put a hyphen in it, it's a verb. So I have written it as a verb on the board as the title, follow through. I don't want it to just be something we talk about. We want it to be something we do. If you will turn with me to the book of Philippians in the first chapter, Philippians chapter 1 in the 6th verse. Philippians 1:6. It says here, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What He was saying is here, he that has started a good work in your life is going to perform it. He's going to bring it to completion until Jesus comes back. That's the day of Jesus Christ. So who is it that started a good work in your life this morning? Has God done something good in your life today? Amen. I want you to know that God is going to follow through on that work. He's going to follow through. He has not started something in our life to take His hands off and watch His struggle. And so Paul was saying, be confident. Being confident in this, the very thing that He which hath begun, or He that started something in my life, is going to perform it. He's not going to start something and leave us, but what He started, He's going to bring it to completion. And I am thankful to have that confidence this morning that the Lord is going to do a complete work in our lives. So if you feel like you haven't arrived yet, that's all right. But don't give up hope in God, because God hasn't given up hope in you. If you are not, you feel like I have so many needs, but do you love the Lord? You say, yes, but there are so many things I need to change in my life. It's okay. I'm confident that God is going to do His part, and He's going to follow through with what He started if we will give Him the liberty to do that. So following through as an action today, I'm thankful to have the confidence in God, but God wants to have that confidence in us as well. So I want to encourage you in the Lord this morning to follow through. Now, recently I was somewhere, and there were a number, it was before a softball game when I was out in Oregon. And I was sitting there watching different people practicing, and they were throwing the ball to each other. And it was evident to me that not everybody was an athlete. And I'll tell you the reason why. Some people, when they throw the ball, they take the ball and you throw it, I'm just giving an example. You cock your arm back and you use your arm. You don't just use your forearm, but you use your whole arm when you throw, and you take it and you throw it, and you let the motion carry and go all the way, and that's called following through, right? But I looked at someone throwing the ball, and they were throwing like this. They had their softball, and they were throwing like that. Number one, it wasn't going as far. There's not as much power to it because they don't follow through. That's a term that's used in sports. Whether you're using a tennis racket or kicking a ball or throwing a ball, you have to learn to follow through. Continue on with the motion that you started, and it helps the trajectory of that ball that you're hitting or kicking, as the case might be. So to do it correctly, it makes a difference whether you follow through. It's not just starting, all right? So how are we doing with our follow through with spiritual things today? Following through means to continue on with what you started. But there are a lot of people, they start off doing something and they don't finish it. And then where does it leave us when we start and not finish? Let's think about house cleaning for a moment. Let's take an example. A lady walks in, or a man or a lady, husband or wife, or someone walks in the house, says, I'm going to clean the house. So they walk into the bedroom, and the first thing they think is, I need to make the bed, all right? So they think, well, I'll go ahead and change the sheets. So they take the sheets off the bed and they think, well, I need to go get some new sheets. So they walk into the other room to get sheets and they look in the kitchen and there's some dishes there. And so they fill up the sink with water because they need to do the dishes too. And so they start washing the dish and it's like, you know, I'm a little bit hungry and I'm in here. And they get something to eat and then they walk through the room while they're kind of munching on something and they say, oh, I need to pick up the living room. So they pick something up and then pretty soon, one thing leads to another. The bed never got done. The dishes never got done. And they left just a little trail behind them wherever they went. I don't know if that's ever happened to anybody here. It's because they got distracted with other things. And they start a project, or you go outside and you start one project. You get distracted with another project and you start on that. And the first project never gets done. Spiritually speaking, we need to learn to follow through. Continue on with where we have started and finish what we start. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, very familiar passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul said, I have fought a good what? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, in other words, because of that, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. In other words, I finished what I started. I don't want to just go part way with God this morning. I don't want you to just go part way with God. I want you to follow through. I want all of us to be able to say, as Paul, we have fought a good fight and we finished the course. But it's going to take some perseverance this morning. It's going to take some attention to detail. It's going to take resisting the temptation to be distracted in our spiritual life and start out. There are some people, they start out strong. They get saved and they're encouraged and they're on fire for God. But with life, they just kind of wind down until pretty soon they start falling back into old habits, into old patterns. And they don't follow through with what God has done. Well, sometimes there's different reasons for it. Get distracted. I mentioned that. And get distracted. Lose interest. People can start losing interest in the things of God. Or, I don't feel like it. You know, there are things that we need to do in life that we don't feel like doing. There's a lot of things that we do that we just don't. Did you feel like getting up this morning? Some of you may have, but I've been really tired. But do you realize that whether we get up in the morning isn't about how we feel. We need to get up. There's things to do. So there's things spiritually sometimes that we may not always feel like in the flesh doing. But we do it because we have a duty to do it. Because we've started something and I want to make it through victoriously. So please, this morning, let's not base our spiritual life on what we feel like doing. Let's follow through. Maybe sometimes people get lazy. Sometimes people get discouraged with something. Obstacles come up and people get discouraged, and I'm discouraged with it. The Lord wants us to follow through this morning. There is a great lack of commitment in our world today. This is one of the reasons there's so many problems in people's relationships. People don't want to follow through. Do you know that strong relationships are built on following through with things? Well, if there's a misunderstanding, okay, I'm done. Well, you made a vow. You made a purpose that we're going to walk together here. So follow through with that purpose. So if there's something that brings some discord, that happens in life, but follow through with your purpose and your motivation and work through that. Because there's an end in sight. We want to fight a good fight. We want to finish the course. So follow through with it. Even in commitments within marriage and relationships. If you tell your husband or your wife or your brother or your sister and say, I'm going to do such and such, you just gave your word. Didn't you? The scripture says, talks about the one that will abide in the tabernacle of God is he that sweareth to his own hurt and what? And changes not. In other words, it's someone that follows through. If I say, Renee, I'm going to do such and such, then I need to follow through with that. Because if I don't follow through with that, what is my word going to mean to her every time? Yeah, well, he'll always say he's going to do it, but he never does. Our word means something. As children of God, it means something. Now, I know there are times that we forget something. I'm sorry, honey, I forgot. I forgot. Let me do it now then. But, you know, follow through with that. Follow through. The work of God. You know, I've seen in volunteer work, not just in the work of God, but just in a lot of volunteer work, people get enthused about a new project. Have you ever seen that? Say, we need some volunteers and we're going to go out and do this, we have this project. We've had projects in the gospel work. We needed help. So we said, can we have some volunteers? Lots of volunteers. But do you know what happened with most of them? They fell away. Very few came back as for follow-up to help finish the job. We had a project a couple years ago, and we were desperate. We spent hundreds of hours on it, and we needed some help. But do you realize most people that we asked to help us did not follow through? They helped a little bit, but not very much. The Lord wants us to follow through with the gospel work. We talked this morning in Sunday school about doing good for people, helping people physically, financially, with our time, with our energy, doing for others. It takes follow-up. It's not just when it's convenient. It's not just when it feels good. It's about following through with what we start and doing the job well. What about schoolwork? How successful is someone going to be in school if they don't follow up? Well, I got the first page done. Well, I'm glad you got the first page done, but there's 10 pages after it. You've got to follow through, and I'm going to hold my children to that. This is a job that needs to be done. Brother Paul Phillips, I'll tell a story he told just in the meeting at Fresno. He said his mother came in and said, okay, it's your time. You clean the restroom. So he was pretty young, so he goes in there and looks around. He cleans it, and he got behind the toilet and looked in the bathtub and thought it was all clean. And he said his mother came in and just stood at the doorway because he couldn't leave, go out and play until it was clean. So he said his mother came in and just stood at the doorway and said, you missed that, and you left that, and you left that. I told you to clean the bathroom. He said next time she was going to come back, she was going to have a switch in her hand. There's nowhere he could go because she'd be standing in the door of that bathroom. There's nowhere to run. So he said he learned to do the job right. And that paid him great dividends on the job that he got later as an engineer. It paid him because he followed through with things. Do you realize that that is a character trait that as parents, we need to teach our children? Follow through with it. If you're given a job to do, I'm not going to accept half of the job. Do the job right. I remember, I'm telling myself, we had a lawn business when we were young, and that's how we made money growing up. And I remember I was in elementary school when we started this business. My parents started it for us. And I remember, when we used to weed eat or cut tall grass with the hand clippers. And I got to the place I thought, this is taking too long and more difficult. So I just started pushing the long grass down along the edge and tucking it under. It didn't take long for that stuff to start popping up, and my father realized I wasn't doing my job. Do you know that might not, it wasn't pleasant when he found that out, but I learned a lesson. Do the job and do it right. Financially, physically, in your work, in your marriages, in your relationships, in your walk with God, do the job and do it right. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what's convenient. It's about I have a responsibility and a duty, and I'm going to follow through. And that's where the joy of life comes. It's from following through. When you get to the end, I've accomplished it. Thank the Lord, and I was diligent and I was faithful. Follow through. Are we finishing what we've started? In the book of Luke, in the 14th chapter, in the 26th verse, Jesus said, if any man come to me and hate not his father. Now that word hate, Jesus didn't mean hate your father and mother, but he meant love less than me. If any hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And then he gave us an illustration. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. It pays to count the cost before you start something. Do you know, even spiritually, this is why Jesus was very upfront with what it was going to take to serve him. He said, you're going to have to love me more than anything else. And do you know that we live in a time that people have watered down the gospel. I preached a message in Oregon called Soft Selling the Gospel. What we are doing, people are doing today, I don't want it to be we, but what the religious world is doing is they are calling people to follow Christ, but they're not given the full message. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to put me first in every area of your life or you can't be my disciple. That's what he said. Do you realize we need to count the cost then? Am I going to put the Lord first in every area of my life? Marriage is the same way. What do we say in our vows? Forsaking all others, I cleave to my wife. That meant something. But we live in a world that's not following through with that. We live in a world that's not wanting to sacrifice for anything. But if we're going to experience the blessings of life and of the Lord, we're going to have to count the cost. Denny, I'm glad y'all got in your house. I'm glad there's more than just a foundation there. But there was a time you had to sit down and count the cost, wasn't there? This is our plan. We want to build a house, but what's it going to take to do it? And it took follow through, didn't it? It didn't always feel like it. It wasn't convenient. I'm sure there had to have been some frustrations along the way, but there was a goal in mind. And to get to the place that you moved into the house, you had to follow through. Folks, that's the way it is in serving the Lord for us this morning. We've got to count the cost, but then let's follow through with it. It's not always convenient, and there may be some tears that come with it, but be faithful. Intentions are not good enough. Intentions aren't good enough. How many people have intend to do this? Well, I intend. Talk about saving money. Going back to Sunday school this morning. I intend to start putting away money for the future. Your intentions mean nothing until you take some money and you invest it and put it away. And if you don't know how to do it, come and ask me. I'll help you. But you need to do it. You've got to put it away. Intentions don't help. You've got to follow through on it faithfully. Well, I don't know that. Let me give you an example. The people that look at the news on the economics of things and they say, well, I'm taking my money out of my investments and I'm going to do this and that. Do you know what? They're crying today because there's been a massive rally in the stock market for a number of months now. So everybody that was pulling out their investments thinking, well, it's just not a good time. It's never a good time. Yeah, there's going to be times that it drops drastically. And you're going to be like, well, I should have done something else. No, it has been proven that if you faithfully, consistently just put it away and leave it, it's going to work for you. So follow through with that. Spiritually, it's the same way. We go through some valleys sometimes. I wish I could tell you all that living for the Lord was you'd always be on the mountaintop and you're just always on fire and the blessings of the Lord are just pouring down over you. There's going to be times you go through a valley. There's going to be some times you don't feel a lot. But let's keep following through. It shouldn't change our obedience. It shouldn't change our diligence. It shouldn't change the way we live. And it's going to pay if we'll just stay faithful. So when something difficult comes up, what should we do? Vanessa comes along and says, this is a hard chapter. Just forget it. Don't worry about it. It's just school anyway. Just don't worry about it, honey. It's a difficult chapter. Thank the Lord for a difficult chapter. She'll learn a little something then. So you got to persevere. You've got to work through it. And when you get done, you're going to come out with more than you had when you started. Follow through. Spiritually, it's this way. There are lessons the Lord wants us to learn, and it takes going through the fire sometimes. But let's be faithful and be diligent. Because if we don't follow through, I asked the question earlier, where is it going to leave us? Where are we going to be left? Without money, on financially, without education when it comes to school, without a job because we don't always feel like getting up and going to work, so we're not going to have a job. We're not going to have any relationships because any relationship worth having takes work. If you have a relationship that doesn't take any work, I've got to say it's probably not much of a relationship. Good relationships come with some work. They take effort sometimes, but there's blessings that come because of that. But don't quit. Don't throw your hands up. Spiritually, it's the same way. This is kind of tough. Don't stop. Keep working. Keep coming and follow through with it. Over in the book of Hebrews, and it's a very familiar passage, but he said over in Hebrews chapter 4, let us fear, therefore, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. You know what happens? That he was referring to the children of Israel. They didn't make it to Canaan land, did they? Most of them didn't make it. They were left where? In the wilderness. Do you realize that's where we're going to be left if we don't follow through this morning? We say, well, I'm not in Egypt anymore. I don't want to stay in Egypt, but I don't want to die in the wilderness either. I want to get to that place that flows with milk and honey. It's going to take follow through. Don't just start. It's going to take persevering. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39 says, we are not of them which draw back unto perdition. We're not of those that draw back. Don't cast away your confidence. May I encourage you this morning, when the Lord has given you truth and blessed you, don't cast away what the salvation experience you have. Don't let the devil steal it from you. Don't draw back, but keep going. Follow through with what the Lord has done for you. You'll be glad. You'll be thankful. It may bring some tears today, but you're going to be blessed if you'll keep following through. What about discouragement here? Has anybody ever had some obstacles and you just want to throw your hands up and walk away? Just quit. Just want to quit. It's too hard. The scripture in Hebrews 12 addresses that. It says, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. He was talking about Jesus. Consider the cross. Consider how he was persecuted. And he said, you need to have that same attitude. There's going to be some things that aren't easy. But let's not be faint and weary in our minds. And if we are, let's determine, I'm not going to give up. Yes, I'm weary and I'm tired. Do you know, I will just say, even in the gospel work as a minister, I've been ministering for over 30 years now. And in the course of that 30 years, there have been times that in the flesh, I wanted to just quit. There are some times I was like, why go through this? I can live for the Lord and not do this. Well, actually, I don't know that I could. That's a package deal. When the Lord calls you to something, you better follow through and be obedient. But there were times, but that's where we can't live on feelings. We have to follow through, even if you're weary today. And you're not unspiritual if you're weary. I'm pretty tired myself today in some areas that 8 hours of sleep's not going to take care of. But don't give up. Don't stop. Just think about what Jesus went through and follow through. What about in obedience? What did he say in Isaiah 1? If you be willing and what? Obedient. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. You say, well, I'm willing. Yeah, but what does follow through means you're obedient too. There's a lot of people that say, well, I'm willing. I'm willing. It's like the son that said, he said, who will go work in the field for me? In one sense, I'll go. But he didn't go. The other one said, I'm not going. Then he came back and apologized and he went. Which son did the will of the father? What are we doing today? And this applies in so many areas of life. Relationships, finances, school, home life. But ultimately in the things of God. Are we following through today? It's not enough to be willing. We need to be obedient. How are we doing with the things God's taught? Has God talked to you all about something at some point in your life? Has the Lord revealed something to you? And you knew the Lord asked me to do this. Or the Lord asked me to not do this. And you knew it was the Lord. How are we doing with that today? You know, a week later, a month later, a year later. How are we doing? Were we obedient? Or did we just say, oh, I'm willing? Or did we follow through? If we want to eat the good of the land this morning, we're going to have to follow through. Follow through in obedience. In commitments, and we'll be done here shortly. In commitments, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. In other words, when we make a vow to God, follow through, or it can turn into sin to us. When we make a vow to someone, when we say we're going to do something, do it. Follow through with it. In temptation, what do we do in temptation? In James chapter 1, 12, blessed is the man that does what? Endureth. What does it mean to endure? That perseveres, that doesn't give up. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. The blessing comes when you follow through. I'm being tempted, and I know it's tough, but I'm not going to give in, and I'm going to follow through with that determination and purpose by the grace of God. And then finally, you get through the temptation without giving in, and you feel kind of beaten up and bruised and weary, and you're just about ready to fall, but you look back and say, thank God, by the grace of the Lord, I didn't give in, and then the joy starts flowing. Follow through. What about David with Goliath? Think there's a lesson on following through? What did David, how many stones did David pick up? 5 stones. And he took one of them and he put it in a sling and it hit Goliath in the forehead. Now there's a little debate. Did Goliath die or didn't he? I don't really know positively the answer, but I do know this. David followed through. Do you know what David did? He took his sword out and he went and cut Goliath's head off. what the stone did not do, I'm going to follow through and be sure the job's done right. He may have killed him with the stone. Very likely he did. But if not, I'm going to follow through and I'm going to cut his head off. That's what we need to do in our life as well. I'm going to go the extra mile to be sure that I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. All right, in closing, Mark chapter 13, verse 13. Mark 13, 13. Jesus said, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved." We are living in a society that is very against Christianity. And those that are for Christianity are for a perverted Christianity. People are permissive of almost any odd lifestyle or culture of living in our world today, except for people that want to live a holy life. They just passed a bill. I don't know if you saw it in the news. They just passed a bill in, I'm going to get the state wrong now. I want to say Minnesota. I'm afraid I got the state wrong. It's making it hate speech to use the wrong pronoun to someone. It's up to 5 years in prison. Was it Minnesota? 5 years in prison, up to a $10,000 fine for using, if you know what you're doing. If someone feels unsafe, so it's not just a slip of the tongue, but if someone feels unsafe and you will not bow down to use their pronoun, it's punishable. Now, this is just the beginning in this country. This is just the beginning. He that shall endure to the end. Folks, let's follow through this morning. The Lord's done so much for all of us here. I just look around. God's done so much for all of us. Can we follow through? Let's follow through. Let's not go part way, but let's follow through, and the Lord will bless us. May the Lord bless each one of you is my prayer. Amen. Oh, Michigan. All right, well, while it's still on record here, that was Michigan, so thank you. But that's just the beginning.